Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
I had a whole bunch of people send me the story about the man at Logan Airport with the money. I believe Jason sent it to me first. Thank you very much. But this is one of those stories. It ties in with civil asset forfeiture, but this is more of a mystery than anything else. Man caught with over $138,000 in cash at Logan Airport after missing his flight. But it's not quite that clear, at least in this headline. Michael Holland wrote the story for Fox News, but I saw it reported in 20 different news outlets. Authorities in Massachusetts confiscated a large sum of cash from a man at Logan Airport after he rebooked a missed flight. According to reports, after being questioned by various security and law officers, the man claimed to be carrying wildly different amounts of money. And see, here's the thing. If you're traveling domestically, you can carry as much money as you want. The problem is if you carry too much money and the cops see it, they're going to go, why are you carrying so much money? And they will act as if that's suspicious and obviously illegal activity when, in fact, it's not illegal in and of itself. Now, transporting cash out of the country or into the country, there are rules regarding that. And if you do that wrong, you can be breaking the law. And so my understanding is at least one point in time, $10,000 in cash or more leaving the country, you had to declare it. And if you failed to declare it, that would be a violation of the law. According to a post on the Massachusetts State Police Facebook page, the suspect had booked a flight at Logan Airport this past weekend, but he missed his flight. He then booked a second flight on the same day. The man's destination has not been given, but authorities have identified it as a source area for illegal narcotics. So they often do this, they try to cobble together some kind of case. But on Facebook, the Massachusetts State Police wrote, as the passenger went through a TSA checkpoint, he was questioned about a large quantity of currency he was carrying. And when asked how much it was, he said it was $1,500. $1,500. So when state troopers from Troop F, yes, F Troop, questioned the passenger again, he claimed he was carrying $40,000 to $50,000 in cash. And that's a bit of a discrepancy. But now you've made false statements to people in a position of authority. Again, I'm not saying those are necessarily crimes, because TSA is very different than the state police. And some people pointed out that the TSA itself does not have law enforcement authority the same way the state police do. That's often why you hear the TSA start the investigation and quickly hand it over to law enforcement. And so I'm not going to get into the overlapping areas of jurisdiction because it's way too complicated. But the suspect reportedly then continued to say he was carrying larger amounts of money. And when they asked him, he'd raise the amount. At one point, he told the MSP detectives from F Troop that he's carrying between $80,000 to $85,000. Authorities also say that a state police dog showed a strong alert to the man's belongings, and they claim that the dog is trained to detect narcotics. Now, of course, we've discussed that also, and dogs can be trained to alert to all kinds of things. My dogs alerted to squirrels and rabbits, and I don't think the squirrels and rabbits were actually carrying any narcotics. Police eventually learned that the man was carrying $138,980 in cash, $138,980. Based on the totality of the circumstances, the money was held pending further investigation. The would-be passenger refused to sign a receipt for the secured currency, and he left the building walking away from the money. The money will be subject to forfeiture proceedings. And so the tweet from the Massachusetts State Police, F Troop, does show a pile of money, a couple police officers, and a dog. Presumably the dog is the one they referred to earlier as Duke. Also, Duke was the nickname of the character loosely based on Hunter S. Thompson in the Doonesbury comic books. And also, the Iron Duke engine from General Motors. But the actual tweet reads, this past weekend, a male booked a flight at Logan Airport, missed the flight, then booked a second flight the same day. Destination was known as a source area for illegal narcotics. First said he's carrying 1,500, then 40 to 50, then 80 to 85. Turned out as 138,980. Duke, trained to detect the odor of narcotics, showed a strong alert to the man's belongings. Now, here's the other problem. If the dog is trained to alert the presence of narcotics, do they actually have him do a strong alert versus a soft alert? Come on. It's a binary proposition. Either there's narcotics or there's not. Don't go, well, Steve, maybe it smells like it, but he's not carrying any. Look, you detect it, or you don't. Based on the totality of the circumstances, the money was held pending further investigation. The would-be passenger refused to sign a receipt for the secured currency and left the building. Walking away from the money is now subject to forfeiture proceedings. And here's the deal. Every story I saw on this implied that the guy literally just said, I'm not signing a receipt, and walked away. As if you can simply walk away from your troubles. Like you know, something from like a musical or something. But obviously not. But the real bigger issue here is, it doesn't sound like they had much else on the guy. In other words, the guy shows up at the airport with a lot of money. The police question him a whole bunch and then say, well, we're going to hang on to this now. Do you want to sign a receipt? And he said no, and he walked away from it. And I guess his refusal to sign a receipt is very odd. But on the other hand, if he's a realist and is simply looking at the situation, he might say, well, let me get this straight. I've been watching a lot of videos by this guy in Michigan who talks about civil asset forfeiture. And he's going to understand that once that money is taken by the state police, trying to get it back is going to cost a fortune, at the very least. And so if he wins, it might be a Pyrrhic victory, as we say, because it might cost him that much money to get his money back. Or he might lose, because it's you have to prove that you're innocent, not the other way around. And so he may just say, hey, you know something? It's not worth the fight. Of course, it also might not have been his money. It might not be worth his fight. Now, you might say, Steve, if it's not his money and he's walking away from it, doesn't that really indicate it was probably criminal activity? It's hard to say. We had the other story not too long ago about the guy who was traveling with a lot of money because he was traveling from Florida to, I believe, Michigan or Ohio to buy a truck. And he had a big pile of cash on him because he'd pay cash for the truck. And they seized his money. He said, no, you're obviously going to do some kind of drug deal up north. People in Florida will tell you that the drugs don't come from up north. They come from the other direction, generally speaking. I understand people are not going to explain to me that sometimes the drugs do come from the north, but I'm talking overall trends, the overall trends. So yeah, it's a very strange case that the man walked away from his $138,000 in cash at the Logan Airport. But on the other hand, the police had nothing else other than the suspicious activities of the guy's got a lot of money. Nothing wrong with that. He gives a couple wrong answers as to how much money he's got. Yeah, seems suspicious. And then Duke alerted to the presence of narcotics somewhere, but there were no narcotics there. So the money smelled like drugs. The guy's luggage smelled like drugs. The only thing they appeared to have seized was the money. So that makes you wonder. But yeah, it's an interesting story. If anything happens, we'll find out. But if the guy walked away without signing the receipt, he might be considered to have just simply forfeited it right there. That's another question altogether. Questions, comments, put them below. Otherwise, I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. On the other hand, you have different fingers.